Fuck! Can't believe that we're already at sixth episode.
Sixth
episode. बहुत episode बना है हाँ.
मेरे को मैं peace कर रहा था मेरे को लगा
second episode.
नहीं second नहीं हूँ peace कर रहा था.
साले पता भी नहीं है ना आया हुआ bench. एक minute. Hello. ASMR. Hello. Welcome to the sixth episode.
Wow.
Alright, so in this episode, what I have with me is an object.
Of interest.
So with me is my better half, better creator half, Aaron Call. Yay! Soundtrack that's something he loves doing anyway. If you like the first, like a lot of you did like the first previous episode of Outcast, so thanks a lot for that. And you can also stream it on, agar tumko video nahi dekhni har waqt, nahi shaklein dekhni hamari, you can also stream it on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Anchor, and other podcasting platforms as well. So yeah, Aaron fucking Call.
What's up, Vishnu Kaushal?
But yaar, achha, abhi humna waisi already itna aise chod macha chuke hain isse pehle.
Bohat
zyada. Humne kis bar mudde par baat kar li hai?
Bhai, mobile phone se leke hum homosexuality se leke reservation se paanch ke gutter tak aake.
Lily Singh se jaake.
Lily Singh se hairstyles pe aake kaafi kuch
baat kar
upar niche ho chuke hain.
Aur bata, kya chal raha hai? Kaise zindagi kaise chal rahi hai aajkal teri? How's life been?
Life's been good, man.
Really?
I mean,
really? I'll ask you one question, then I'll ask. Aaron, really is it so?
Dude, मेरे साथ यही चल रहा है भाई. मेरा really वो unreal ही रहता है. Like, it's come to a point where I don't really know where you kind of really have to go now. What do you have to do? Like, ठीक है. Like, a lot of people have like plans and goals, but मेरे को नहीं पता मैं कहाँ. And never really knew also.
This is one of the topics that I really want to talk about as creative struggles as well and personal struggles. But personal struggle का एक बहुत बड़ा part creative struggle भी होता है तेरे और मेरे जैसे लोगों के लिए. तो उससे ही ना शुरू करें हम थोड़ा सा.
बिल्कुल.
तो मतलब जो अभी just like whatever you're going through in like your head, ऐसा do you think it's more creative or it's personal?
I think जब when you have to make creativity a part of like your commercial being, also your day-to-day life, that's where the real struggle comes into play, because a lot of people have to make a livelihood of the creativity. I mean, you can't just like paint at home and put it on your fridge and be like, ki main... you can be a great artist like that, but I mean, you need to have that kind of financial backing to bhai paint bhi khareedna hai, paper bhi khareedna hai, all sorts of expression kind of needs a financial backing for it.
Teri creative struggle kahan se aa rahi, like what is your,
I think my creative struggle is I think having an opinion, because in today's time my har time ka ek apna ek problem hota hai, but is time ka problem ye that you don't really know which team are you a part of, like in the sense, is it black, is it white? If you're gray, then black white hates you. If you're black,
stop being racist.
No, whatever. I mean, it's just about, you don't know where to put your foot. I mean, jaise agar main batata hoga, if I want to make video about cars, theek hai, fine, main bolunga ha, like, oh, rich people have great cars, unka mazak udao. So then the rich go like, oh, you don't know what it's like, we got hard work, theek hai, fine, let's not do that content. Poor logo ke baare mein banao ki unka struggle kaisa hota hai metro mein, ye wo, fir kehte hai bhai tum hamara mazak uda rahe ho. Like, middle class ki apni problem hai, matlab mera middle class ka jaise ye issue ke tum, ha, tum acche acche kapde pehante ho, but travel tum auto mein karte ho. Fir tum auto wale ke ye bhasan mein ko iska ये चीज मेरे को कभी समझ नहीं आएगी.
पर ये वाला पार्ट फिर पॉलिटिकल करेक्टनेस वाले जोन में भी चला जाता है ना, कि मतलब कितना तुम कह सकते हो विदाउट बीइंग बैश्ड. बट आई थिंक एनीथिंग यू मेक और एनीथिंग ऑफ एनी कॉन्सिक्वेंसेस यू विल एवर से विल ऑफेंड समवन और अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल. एक्चुअली इफ यू से एनीथिंग टू द राइट, यू टू मेक एनी, इफ यू से समथिंग टू मेक द लेफ्ट हैप्पी, द राइट गोज बैड. इफ यू से द,
या बट आई थिंक जस्ट इट ऑल्सो डिपेंड्स. This is a personal struggle, like, to be honest. This doesn't have to do anything with anything external that's happening, because mere ko apna point prove karna nahi aa raha, wo meri problem hai. Bahar jo ho raha hai, the एक्सटीरियर वर्ल्ड इज सो सब्जेक्टिव दैट यू कांट से दैट कि हाँ मैं यही करूंगा तो ठीक निकलेगा. मतलब इवन इफ यू आर 100% श्योर दैट यू आर डूइंग द राइट थिंग, इट कैन टर्न आउट टू बी द रॉन्ग थिंग इन एटलीस्ट टर्म्स ऑफ लाइक कमर्शियल. या सो यू काइंड हैव टू बी स्मार्ट अबाउट इट, यू रियली हैव टू बी स्मार्ट अबाउट इट. एंड
वेयर डू यू थिंक दिस, लाइक वेयर डू यू फाइंड योर स्ट्रगल टू बी, लाइक योर पर्सनल स्ट्रगल विद that prevents you from creating the best content that you can?
It comes down to, I think, how people see me, which should have no consequence.
Hmm.
But it is, because, for example, I'm not homophobic, right? But something that's intriguing to me, which I'm unaware of, as information, I'm a straight boy. If somebody's This is just an example. If somebody's gay, to me, watching, looking at it, observing it, is kind of a new territory, right? I'm taking information on it and I can create something around it. But if I make a joke on it without having any representation of or a name in the market, he's an intelligent guy, he doesn't mean what it is. Matlab, having that sort of a little backing prior, ki matlab, Amitabh Bachchan agar kuch aise bol de, kuch chota mota, whatever, like, usko pata hai ki haan, wo gussa hua tha, isliye, because there must be some reason behind it. We don't know it yet. But sometimes you don't get that privilege of creativity. It always, I mean, I understand that there's some sort of representation that you have to do as people in a public view, but the public also needs to have some sort of intelligence level. We can't keep dumbing down things. We can't keep like, ke haan, ye bhi nahi bol sakte, wo bhi nahi bol sakte, wo bhi nahi bol sakte, kyunki offend ho jayenge. Tum, obviously, if you're doing politics, you have to be politically correct. If you're doing entertainment, you have to entertain in a spectrum where we are saying that this is, humara ye topic hai, iske upar joke se, tum ticket le rahe ho, aake le lo. तुम टिकट भी ले रहे हो, हमारे शो पर भी आ रहे हो, फिर कह रहे हो कि भैंचो, यू डोंट नो व्हाट इट एक्चुअली इज, यू डोंट नो व्हाट यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट. इफ यू मेक वन होमोफोबिक जोक, देन ये तो पक्का होमोफोबिक है, इसका पूरा खानदान गिरा दो. ये सब इट्स काइंड ऑफ स्केरी. या इट्स आई मीन पीपल रियली नीड टू बिकम लेस, अ लिटिल लेस सेंसिटिव इन टर्म्स ऑफ आर्ट. बिकॉज
द फनीएस्ट थिंग वाज, जब आमिर खान ने बोला था कि वी आर अ इनटॉलरेंट कंट्री, and the whole country went wild saying we're not intolerant. Do you think I'm intolerant? I think that was just the irony of like this country, is that like we're doing everything that we say that we're not doing.
Yeah,
like we're showing it with our actions and everything. Oh, where Modi ji's like sab changa si, but not really, man. Not really, I don't see that. But apart from the fact that you're sort of bothered by what consequence will my words or my videos will have in that, like, how will I be seen? Uske ilawa, do you think anything else also hinders your creative? Because I think a lot of people, a lot of creative people have problems starting out. And I wanted to go there as well. Like, for you starting out, coming into a zone where there were already a lot of you were around really good people.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Always.
And now you're in a different zone.
Hmm.
And you, through that process, you were also in a different zone. So I'm going to go there as well. Before that, I just want to know, and a lot of creative people might also want to know, ki, like, what's it like, apart from this one thing that you talked about, ki, what other struggles that you face while you're about to create a video? Or what is like, you're like, I'm not happy with what I'm making, sort of thing.
I still don't know. Honestly, I take no credit for anything that comes into my head. I started out my career as an assistant director. Delhi mein thoda sa kiya, then went to Bombay, did some few ads and stuff. A film or two came. And then I was doing these Instagram videos just as like social media. Like when I was in school and all, I used to post a lot of status updates on Facebook. And that was a thing. I had like a small group of people, I don't know, like 50, like I used, mera tha, ki, haan, bhai, 50 likes are inke post pe aate hain, oh bhai, oh ye funny hai, ye wo hai. And those were collective jokes, like some of them were mine, some of them I used to find, and like, you know, becoming a source of information. That's very important actually, if you want to really make it big, like becoming one point source of a lot of information.
Be a curator.
Be a curator of any sort. Anyway, so जब वो उसका जब चस्का लगा था हल्का सा लाइक्स एंड ऑल का व्हाटएवर I kind of used to translate that to my Instagram posting random things. जैसे मैं टोपी की फोटो खींच के डाल दूंगा बोलूंगा आज किसी को टोपी पहनाने जा रहा हूँ लाइक रैंडम स्टफ दैट विच यूज टू वर्क एट दैट पॉइंट बिकॉज पीपल ऑल्सो सी यू एज के जो मेरे ही दोस्त थे कि हाँ ऐसे ऐसे एंड देन आई व्हेन आई वाज इन बॉम्बे बॉम्बे इज अ रियली फास्ट फकिंग सिटी मैन इट्स सो फास्ट पीपल आर वेरी प्रोफेशनल एंड व्हाट हैपेंड वाज दैट आई गॉट इल फॉर अ मंथ एंड So I was freelancing there and you're in a sort of a circle के तुम्हें हर महीने जैसे एक अगर production house है तो they'll keep calling you back because since you started working with them.
You were an assistant director there.
Yeah. So if you were working with them, they kind of keep hiring you bar. And if at one point if you say that you can't take that job, the world doesn't stop, right? They'll be like, okay, bro, तो मिलते हैं थोड़ी देर में, and they hire someone else and that guy comes into the rotation. They're not going to leave him out and be like के नहीं भाई अब तू निकल जा हमारा दोस्त वापस आ गया. I'm a freelancer and Bombay is professional. Nobody है मेरा भाई है तू कर लेगा ये सब इतना easily नहीं चलता at least in the professional field. और जितना मैंने देखा I'm not saying it for everybody. So जब मैं उस circle से हटा था it almost felt like I have to start again. So I came back to Delhi and I was like I'll see what I can find here.
How do you get a job here? Like how do you I end up here.
Santu Mishra just messaged me on Instagram saying, "Do you want a job?" And I think it happened because I used to.
Before that, did the Kusha Dolly boom happen before that? By then.
I think they were already there. They weren't. I think Kusha was at around 50K when I joined. Yeah, these Kusha Dolly were always, like, when I joined IDEVA, I had some information about them. For me, it was very new because I was mostly in the advertising department, like, full setup. And mera kaam bilkul creatively inclined nahi tha. I inherently was thoda sa se joker type sa banda tha. I was, like, fooling around all the time. So, it kind of played out easy as a performer. But, waise ke... I was always behind the camera, setting up, getting कि हाँ इतने बजे आना है, ये props होने चाहिए, whatever like the production.
So, but when you joined, were like Kusha Dolly and Santu were they already doing the South Delhi bit? Were they already
yes.
doing?
They were already.
So they were on the path.
They were completely on that track, and I couldn't understand what they were doing. I had no understanding of what this influencer.
And that was how long ago?
A year and a half ago, actually not that long ago.
Okay.
And yeah. I was doing production for IDEVA for a very long time. I think Santu had more hopes from me in the sense that I think he saw me more as a creative early on. But maybe I couldn't deliver. Maybe I did. I don't know. But I had fucking tons of fun working because I used to produce for Kusha Dolly and Santu, right? Mm-hmm. And Ambika, these guys. Are there, right? So just working under them, you understood how it happens and what kind of effort goes behind it. And I was ready to make the effort, but there was no trajectory. Like when you work for a little while, do you understand yourself? कि मैं ये बंदा हूँ.
That's a really good point that you bring.
कि मैं कि मतलब कि अच्छा ठीक है वो मेरे को कह रहे हैं ये कर, but जब तक तू वो नहीं करेगा ना, जब तू A B C D E F G नहीं बोलेगा, तब तक तेरे को क ख ग नहीं पता चलेगा कि तेरे को क ख ग सीखना था. You'll be like A B C D. हाँ मेरे को pattern तो I'm understanding A B C D A B C D A B C D. But मेरे को तो क ख ग ग पसंद है ज़्यादा. So you kind of drift to that part. And यार ये जो I think success के like don't think of success as anything. It doesn't exist. It does not exist. You kind of really have to play to your own strength. और हर किसी की strength है यार. हर किसी की तुम्हारे पास एक हाथ नहीं है ना, तुम्हारा वो भी strength है. You don't have to worry about like wearing sunscreen on your hand, like that's also a thing. I'm just saying it's I'm not discriminating or I'm not like creating a issue here.
But I love how you went from so this is one of your biggest like I'd say strengths or like fun points. You can go from fucking kakagar to sunscreen on a fucking heart iska cut in like, and it makes sense.
It does, man. You can't have a like a wrist pain without a hand.
Yeah.
Every I promise
but
you.
But I get ki wo ek, like the struggle is a very subjective thing, right? Mere liye jo struggle meri hai, like wo main na Rajiv Masant is his name, uska interview sun raha tha, and he was just talking about ki how Shah Rukh Khan's struggle and a struggling actor's struggle are not equal, of course, but शाहरुख खान बीइंग एट अ स्पॉट वेयर ही इज वेयर हिज फैंस कॉन्स्टेंटली लव हिम एंड वो अपने घर के बाहर निकलता है उसके फैंस बाहर होते हैं एंड येट उसकी पिछली 5 मूवी का कोई देखने नहीं जा रहा है लाइक हाउ मच दैट फील लाइक एंड हाउ द काइंड ऑफ प्रेशर दैट ही इज इन टू मेक अ रियली गुड मूवी वर्सेस द स्ट्रगलिंग आई हू इज स्टिल ट्राइंग टू मेक वन लाइक द डिफरेंट स्ट्रगल्स बट द इंटेंसिटी ऑफ पेन बीइंग सफर्ड बाय दैट वन पर्सन दैट इंडिविजुअल इज कंपेरेबल स्टिल
ऑफ कोर्स मैन ऑफ कोर्स बिकॉज तुम like the richest guy in the world right मान ले if does just like Bill Gates का जो बेटा था मान ले है उसको at a point बेटा बेटी दोनों
बेटा भी है
बेटा बेटी कुत्ता कुत्ती बहना बहनी सब है उसके पास सारे सबको पाल के रखा है उसने but imagine the point where his child hit a level where he's like okay I'm a face of the richest person in the world what have I done to at least be in this position also I'm not saying that's a privilege for a person who doesn't know himself where clearly nobody does if everybody knew themselves then they'll always be playing to their strengths if you know that you're the best roti maker in the world then you'd be a successful roti maker that there's no question about that if you doubt your roti making skills
I have a really politically incorrect joke right now
roti making let's not take it there oh, we could I mean yeah, depends
agli baar maarta hu
yeah उस बंदे का जो इनसिक्योरिटी लेवल है ना यू कैन नॉट इवन अंडरस्टैंड इट विदाउट जब तक अंटिल यू हैव दोज $100 billion यू विल नेवर एवर फील व्हाट इट्स लाइक टू सिट ऑन दोज दैट पाइल एंड बी एंड लुक डाउन एंड बी लाइक मेरे को तो कुछ नहीं पता बहनचोद ये लोग मेरे कुछ करने का वेट कर रहे हैं लाइक आई एम सिटिंग हियर विद दिस मच दिस टन्स ऑफ मनी जस्ट बिकॉज कंप्यूटर्स works at my era in my era and I've made $1 billion out of it now it's suddenly my responsibility to take care of the world also it's a double thing ki haan, from a personal perspective it's hard but from a
like you do it's like give and take
dekho karna to padega hi like that's what like community is about I mean fine that's what you have to kind of take care of but you have to be resilient to the other person's problems also if I'm angry at you if I say kya bhai chalna chutiya kya kar raha hai हटना यहाँ से चल गांडू ऐसे करके इफ आई से इट एंड यू विल बी लाइक भाई आर्यन ये तो गालियां ही देता है भाई इसको तो नहीं मैं नहीं बात कर रहा इससे इसको बात करने की तमीज नहीं है देन लाइक आई अंडरस्टैंड यू कैन लाइक कॉल इट आउट के हे मैन जस्ट काम डाउन बट इफ यू ऑल्सो लूज योर कूल जस्ट बिकॉज आई एम लूजिंग माई कूल देन बोथ ऑफ अस लॉस्ट आर कूल लाइक देर इज नो डेवलपमेंट हियर एंड इफ आई बी लाइक ओ शिट आई कांट लूज माई कूल बिकॉज विष्णु विल फील ऑफेंडेड एंड विष्णु इज लाइक या ही कांट डू इट बिकॉज आई विल फील ऑफेंडेड देन आई विल नेवर बी एबल टू स्पीक आउट हाउ आई फील एंड देन आई विल बी लाइक हाँ कोई नहीं देन वी वॉन्ट एवर लर्न अबाउट ईच अदर दैट ओ दिस गाय गेट्स अपसेट ओवर दिस एंड आई नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड दिस सो दैट वी कैन हैव अ बैलेंस
गोइंग बैक व्हेन डिड यू स्टार्ट making videos like when did you officially start making videos when you were like yeah I should or when was like
I still haven't I kind of don't
like tha aisa koi jab tumne realize kiya ki ab I think I'll do this professionally or if whatever
I'm still learning dude honestly I don't have a plan and I'm not going to lie I'm not going to sugarcoat it I'm not going to say that fine that there is no privilege in this that mereko south delhi mein rehke kuch nahi mila yaar I studied in a boys school right now if I'm able to talk to different women that doesn't mean that boy school mein baithe baithe log bolenge bhai ye to privilege hai iska ye nikal gaya ab ye maine I just made a decision and it like catapulted into being something else
I can totally imagine a group of guys in a boy school like oh ye to nikal gaya bro hamare
humko nahi mil rahi hum yahan baithe like aisa ye bahut this is a very wrong way to kind of look at life
but anyway, as when did you start like was there a point when you started videos? Making videos
when YouTube
what
actually
was your first video as in totally first video, like first video ever in your life
oh it was like a compilation of Dragon Ball Z videos with Linkin Park music in the back it's on YouTube also if you want to go check it
really
I used to watch a lot of Dragon Ball Z and download us pe bear share hota tha na bear share pata hai lime wire bear share tere ko nahi pata hoga 3-4 saal chota hai kya tum aise kitna
chup kar
oh god yaar पता नहीं मेरा एरा बदल गया बट देयर यूज्ड टू बी दीज P2P इसको कहते थे P2P शेयरिंग कहते थे वे यूज्ड टू शेयर फाइल्स एंड यूज्ड टू डाउनलोड म्यूजिक एंड रैंडम वीडियोस वो करता था बट अपनी वीडियोस सेल लाइक कॉमेडी वीडियोस आई थिंक व्हेन इंस्टाग्राम डिड कम अराउंड yeah, it's honestly, this is so hard to say. Like, I've always been in this media kind of field, so it's
always been transitioning.
It's transition, yeah. It's never, I can't really say that when it started. I mean, it could have started when, like, my teacher was like acting stupid and I made a joke, sure, that converted into some joke that I'm making right now. Started back then. Like, egg and chicken, egg wala scene hai na hoi. Anda pehle aya ke wo.
But yeah, for sure, yaar, this, okay, moving on to, from this creative struggle kind of thing, which I'm sure, humne is baare mein se pehle hi kaafi baat kari hai ki, like, how we've struggled to just be ourselves, and now it's really easy to say to be yourself, but it's so fucking hard to be yourself on camera and just, matlab abhi bhi when we're trying to be as ourselves as possible, we're still not ourselves. We're still conscious of the fact that there's a camera and a mic and that our opinions are being recorded and it's for public critique, and we're sort of sometimes sugarcoating. Maybe our voice tone is changing, maybe our body language is changing, but it's a little different. Can you feel it?
Of course, dude. I mean, for me, there's been a change in the past 2 years where I think that you can only, the only way to learn about yourself is isolated introspection and community reflection. Like, at least, if I want to learn about my own thoughts and behaviors, my thought patterns, I have to learn them by myself. I cannot be like ke, is person ne mere ko ye gussa karta hai, toh main gussa ho raha hun. Like, I need to see what my thoughts are, triggers if it's are personally. And the community reflection is that I need to understand what my position and where I am in the society by reflecting. Like, I have to kind of let it out. Ke, hey, I don't think I like women who have jobs. And if a person says, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? Like, then I'll be like, okay, I learned something. Where you can't be like, hey, mere opinion nahi, tu bhai, I'm a misogynist and you're not a friend, like, buddy misogynist, so we can't be friends. You know what I mean?
Misogynist. So, love that. See, that's how RSS fucking comes around and they're like, bro, your body
tu orange, baby, orange, oh, orange. Nahi, matlab, aisi, where you have to learn, you have to learn from...
Fuck. You,
for me, you learn the most about yourself by your daily struggles in and around you.
Okay, so good topic, self-awareness, right?
Self-awareness.
Fuck.
Topic of the century for me. I think I'm going to die trying to just understand the self. And that's what's most interesting to me.
What's your favorite color?
Currently, it's green. I see green, a little dark green. I bought a new iPhone that's green. Man. Green with some green.
You finally
green.
Bought an iPhone, right?
I did finally succumb to it. I was succumbed, kya? Mere ko to acha hi lagta hai aisa kuch
nahi. But tere ko beech mein tha ki jab yaar theek hai yaar Android theek hai.
Man, OnePlus was like 40 grand. Like, iPhone is like 1 lakh. So obviously there was some sort of jo main jhutha nahi bhai, main itna gareeb nahi hu, main koi nahi bhai, itna nahi hai, nahi chalta, abhi main theek hu. But fine. Once you get pressured enough into
but Apple is fucking, there's something about Apple which is fucking crazy, man. It's like that there could be easily be an evil plan behind Apple which you don't know of. Like, tune wo dekhi Kingsman. Like, wo sim card dalte hai na logon ki kaan mein aur fir aise wo end mein self destruct ho jate hain. I can easily buy that Apple is doing that because It's too good to be fucking true, man. It's just too fucking good, apart from the price.
They keep perfecting. For me, in my understanding, they keep perfecting already good designs. Obviously, they do come up with new things. But unka jo design integration, jaise swipe up hai na, jaise maan le, let's say, like, to, they have that zigzag keyboard wala, whatever you call it, na? Karke. Wo us cheez ko itna परफेक्ट कर देते हैं लोगों को बुला के कि ऐसा लगता है कि भाई ये तो बेस्ट निकाल दिया इन्होंने इवन दो इट वाज देयर प्रीवियसली बट ओके नो क्रेडिट वेयर इट्स ड्यू देयर डिजाइन देयर फील वो जो हाथ में फील है ना स्क्रीन की द लेवल ऑफ प्रीमियम द प्रीमियम नेचर ऑफ एप्पल एंड देयर ओन इंटीग्रेशन लाइक उनके सॉफ्टवेयर्स एंड उनका डिजाइन
द प्रॉब्लम इज नो वन एल्स डज इट यार Like, I don't, like...
That attention to detail, kaun, like, nobody's ready to put that much money into research, na? R&D mein kaun itna karega ki, haan, mera ek pankha, jo uske andar se do fan hai, wo fan ek dusre se kaise work karte hain, that is also...
But I think there are depends. A lot of people who have a lot of money, like, in the world, we're talking about Bill Gates. Microsoft is a fucking competitor, right? There's no other company that does it as premiumly, like, there's no other competition for Apple, like, in their space. And they're fucking expensive, but still there's no competition.
Because I don't think you can buy ideas, right? I mean, and if you pay enough to kind of secretly keep them in a box, then you can keep them in a box till the other person doesn't find out and puts in more money and does it. Yeah, ye capitalism ka ye game to hai. You can't really deny it. That's why I said, like, you can't compare success here.
Yeah, capitalism fucking reminds me. I was just going through Twitter and maine capitalism likha waise na uspe likhne ke liye. And there was just 15, 14, 16, 17 year olds just ranting cool stuff about capitalism. Like, jab main 15 saal ka tha, mujhe tatti dhoni nahi aati thi, bro. Like, for real, man, like, this next generation is way too political.
Aise dhoun ki aise dhoun? Aise dhoun?
Gardan se. Bro, it's crazy how politically woke they are. It's sort of scary as well at the same time. But it's just weird, but like the kind of ecosystem we're in.
Meko aisa nahi yaar pata ye piche se pa. If you look at my parents, let's say, right? If you look at any parents, right? Most of them are really dumb. Lagta hai na? Like, you can say ki acha ye nahi pata, isko ye nahi pata, but are they not still running the country in one sense? Not the country, bhul ja, the world. I mean, it's not like we are the ones who are doing everything, right? The जो अभी के लोग कैपिटलिज्म के बारे में बोल रहे हैं वो इसलिए बोल रहे हैं बिकॉज कैपिटलिज्म इज मोर प्रेवलेंट एंड अ मोर रेलेवेंट टॉपिक. वी माइट नॉट बी पेइंग अटेंशन बिकॉज वी आर काइंड ऑफ मूविंग विद द टाइम्स एंड दे आर सडनली बॉर्न इनटू इट एंड दे आर लाइक के हे हाउ डिड द पास्ट हैव इट दैट इजी एंड दैट डिफरेंट और देयर उनका कल्चर ऐसा था नाउ वी आर सीइंग अ फ्यूचर वेयर हमारे को ऐसा खराब कर रहे हैं. लाइक वुड आई गिव एन एग्जांपल.
But I do get what you're saying. Like, when...
Shoes, take Yeezys for example. Like, ab Yeezys garibo ke paas bhi hone chahiye. Like, fake ho, but hone chahiye. Wo bhi, that's also part of capitalism only, where the material is given more importance. Now, if a teenager pops up and says ke, nahi, we should make it locally by local farmers, fine, tu bana le. लोकल फार्मर जब अच्छा करेगा तेरा कंपनी वो भी बड़ी कंपनी बन जाएगी वो भी बाहर बेचने लग जाएगी तू कर क्या रहा है और लाइक देयर इज डेवलप लोकल फाइन देयर इज यार ये तुम कैपिटलिज्म और प्रोग्रेस को तुम रिलेट नहीं कर सकते. आई डोंट थिंक ह्यूमन एवोल्यूशन शुड बी हेडिंग इन टर्म्स ऑफ लाइक मॉनेटरी वैल्यू. इट शुड हैव बीन जस्ट लाइक एन एवोल्यूशन ऑफ द सेल्फ. इट हैज
क्योंकि व्हिच इट इज नॉट आई थॉट वाज द responsibility of the religion to but I think it got taken away. It sort of religion got lost somewhere because of a lot of people in different religions, that like the purpose that religion should have served with like self-awareness, because education system doesn't do that, like how to learn, what to learn, they tell you like CBSE tells us what to learn, like history and shit like that. They don't tell us how to learn. I believe religion should have taken that place, where religion in general, like our scriptures, which have a lot of information already, but not the right people to float it.
Man, even if there were the right people to float it, once it starts trickling from the top, it changes. I mean, to say ke...
You're a pretty spiritual person.
Yeah, bro, to say ke, hey man, I had a very protected childhood. The word... My world and your world is restricted to a vocabulary, right? So when I say I was protected, that information that you received is already colored by your understanding of the word protected. Now, how do I explain to you what all was there in my definition of protection and your definition of protection? So when you teach religion, when you teach something from the book as like, authoritatively, ke, hey, iske andar ye likha hai ke pani peena mana hai. To be honest, I don't think most books that I've read are in terms of ke, this is the fact. Most spiritual books, or at least in terms of religion, it was meant to kind of be in dialogue form. where it's like the person asks a question and I return the answer, and then I ask a question so that the other person can come up with an answer, and it was like a back and forth understanding. But and that gave room for subjectivity. These religious books told stories in terms, it told stories because stories are not pointing out to just, they are used to kind of pinpoint out the moral of the thing. They don't say pani peena bura hai. They kind of
instigate
ke dekh is situation se ye outcome hai.
So, okay, I'll just take this from, like, I am not religiously active, okay? Neither am I sexually, mom. But,
Kar do! Kar do! Kar do! Jhoot pakda do! Chal, chhod koi bhi, haan, phir. Okay, fine.
if you were to, like, recall one lesson that you've learned, one of the many lessons that you must have learned from your religious or spiritual experience, what would it be? As briefly as possible. Like, as I want the crux of it.
The crux of it is that you, as a human being, are always in ignorance of the fact of the reality of the world around you, because you only have certain instruments of perception which are flawed in their own nature. Because, for example, we see the sun rise and set every day, but everybody knows the earth revolves around the sun. I'm just talking about ki, agar teko pata hai, that removes the ignorance. Your intelligence removes the ignorance. But if you were to just use your eyes to see, you'll see that, oh, it rises up and it sets. That's a lie. You can only hear certain frequencies. You can only, like, tell temperature according to... I mean, if you have a fever, you'll obviously feel things are warmer than they are. And... photon energy doesn't have heat, photon light, right? So the chemical reaction of the light with your skin.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, it doesn't. Sunlight doesn't have any of its own. You only feel the heat because your skin absorbs, your skin's reaction with the photon energy gives the feeling of heat.
I'm not sure about that, because if you put light on a, throw light on a metal as well, and it heats up.
Yeah, because metal is also some sort of...
So, it does carry energy, like...
Energy isn't heat, na?
Energy can be converted into heat.
That's what I'm saying. The metal pigal jata hai. Theek hai? Zyada heat dene se. Ek sekund ruk ja. Ek tarike ka metal hai. Theek hai? Usko tu 25 degrees pe expose kar. Aur tu apne haath ko 25 degrees pe expose kar. Dono mein temperature farak feel hoga, na? If metal was conscious of itself, it would be like, nahi bro, it's not that warm. And you'll be like, no, bro, it's warm. So suddenly subjectivity comes into your truth.
Yeah, subjectivity does, but then that has to do with the composition of the matter as well.
That is what I'm saying. Once you're in human form, the center of your world cannot be you, because your center is mistaken in its first place.
Okay.
So you need to kind of work around your life knowing that what you're seeing and believing cannot be 100% correct. If somebody says you're an asshole, it doesn't actually mean that you're an asshole completely. You might be an asshole. Look at it. What's the problem in being an asshole and be like, oh shit, I'm an asshole. How can I use it to my advantage? That's what I'm saying. Success is so relative. You can be an asshole and be successful. Like, you can't be like, no, I have to be nice to everyone. I have to politically correct all the time. That's the struggle that one person's having. But
can you make a politically incorrect joke right now? In this moment?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how politically incorrect do you want it to be?
11. Let's do this.
Okay, I have 2-3 on me. Let's start with, like, domestic, like, apni country. Okay, why did the Malayali go to college?
Oh shit, we're going there. Okay, why?
It's very to get some knowledge. Okay, level up, okay.
Prapti is gonna fucking trip.
I think I cracked it once with her, she wasn't happy.
Like
I said, why does Beyonce sing to the left, to the left?
Why?
Because black people have no rights. Dekha, mera, ab ye pata hai, mera itna sa part kaat ke na, itna sa part ka video kaat ke, black people have no rights karke, wo dal denge uske upar. Ab aa jayega ki Aaron ne bol diya.
But you understand, right, that we...
Why does Stevie Wonder smile when he sings?
Why?
Because he doesn't know he's black. He's blind.
Oh, he's blind. Fuck!
Okay, one small.
That's
one.
That's a good one.
What does Stevie Wonder's wife?
Iska to cancel hone wala tha, tere ko pata
hai na? What does Stevie Wonder's wife do when she's pissed at him?
What?
She rearranges the furniture. So he keeps bumping into things because he's blind. I should like crack more deaf people jokes.
There was a PC, PI, politically incorrect, PJ. But that was nice.
PIPJ.
PIPJ.
Pipij. Pipij maar raha hai, bhai.
But nice, good shit. Achha. ये तूने इतना ये कर दिया ना चौथे आप अभी देख बैठे तेरे आने वाला है तेरे पास बहुत सारा notices. Aaron, you've offended my feelings and I don't think you should make videos anymore.
Dude, I'm from my understanding, everything is just the way it's supposed to be. And you can only keep progressing from where you
okay.
are.
Okay. Yeah. That the guru spirit is talking.
The spirit is talking.
Nice.
The spirit is talking. Give me some gosh.
We should have what are we planning to do?
No.
इससे पहले वो कर लेना चाहिए था. Let's skip to a very interesting part of existence, which is relationships, which I think is ऐसी काफ़ी जो तूने सजेस्ट करा है काफ़ी इंटरेस्टिंग टॉपिक है करने के लिए. सो लाइक रिलेशनशिप्स आर ऑसम बट व्हेन यू आर इन वन देर नॉट. आई मीन व्हाट्स लाइक व्हाट डू यू थिंक अबाउट लाइक वन मोनोगमस रिलेशनशिप्स. डू यू थिंक लाइक दिस एरा और दिस जनरेशन और दिस टाइम स्टिल नीड्स मोनोगमी?
So you're waiting for months. Okay. I don't think there is a need to remove monogamy or keep monogamy or remove polygamy or keep polygamy. I think morality or at least the these are based on morals, right? I mean, okay, matlab theek hai. If somebody says
morals
that
morals plus evolutionary point of view as well.
Evolutionary point of view, to bhaad mein gaya, bhai. Like if you for. I do not believe that your instincts can overcome your intelligence. If they do, then you're not in control of yourself. Then you are guided by your general, general logic, your commonest of basic understanding, which won't play out if you're dealing with another person. See, you can have your own. You can. What would you do? What would you do if you personally are enjoy having multiple partners, right? And you start liking someone who likes a single partner. Obviously, you can't be like ke tere morals galat hai, or she can't be like ke tere morals galat hai. You kind of, if you want to come together, first you have to figure out if you want to come together. If you like each other, then there needs to be like a basis. Ke chal theek hai, tu teen se zyada mat rakh. Ladki aur wo fir wo apna kuch desire kar lega ke chal tu ye mat kar ya ladki bolegi chal tu. Whatever it is, you have to come to an understanding. If there's no understanding,
what's the biggest what was your biggest relationship problem or like a problem that you faced multiple times in different relationships or multiple times in the same relationship or something that you know is becomes a problem?
Man, at least for me, I think I'm a very things are the way they are and my most relationships, I think I'm a very laid back person. I feel that if somebody has to like me or I like, when I like someone, I just am in it. Right? And I don't have a criteria that they should be doing this or they should be doing that for it. Because obviously, like if they're going in the wrong direction, since I've taken up that understanding that I'm in their life, I'll kind of try and push them on the other side and not be like, if they're not doing it, I'll leave them or whatever it is. Because I feel that okay, that's a part of it. But I also understand in the other side that I'm a very laid-back person and I take things for granted a little bit. But aisa nahi that I take you for granted. Like, I believe that your affection, if you've said that you are affectionate towards me, would stay stable even if I become a little unstable. So that's where my problem lies.
That you're a little laid back and...
Yeah, and I also reflect too much from the other person. That I really... I'm always like, hey, what do you want? What do you like? And I'll do that. But, dude, people don't... People are trying to discover themselves.
So does that mean like can two laid back people be in a relationship? Like,
yeah, man, because kya relationship kya hota hai? Let's say you say that a relationship is sitting at like home and smelling your shoes. Who the fuck can say that's not a relationship? That's what I'm saying. It's the idea of everything is so deluded. If you two people want to be together, then the only thing that they should think about is wanting to be together. Because everything else can be dealt between the people in question. You need to understand, hey, do I want to be with you at all? Do I want it? If yes, then you being anything doesn't matter. Shouldn't matter.
I have a curious question. How are fuckboys different from sluts? Like, how is slut shaming? Like, is calling someone a fuckboy? What is a fuckboy, first of all?
I think in my rudimentary understanding, fuckboy is a person who just uses women for his personal pleasure at his own will and dynamic without taking into consideration the other her partners. Feelings. Other partners, probably. The fuckboy can be of any...
His or her feelings.
His or her feelings. Yeah.
Theirs.
So I think that's what a fuckboy is.
Okay. What's the counter, like, if it's a girl instead of a guy?
I think a more fitting counter is a bitch, not a slut. Because slut is literally like an outcast statement. I don't think there exists a word for men for slut. It's a playboy. Like, the guy becomes a playboy and the woman's a slut. Right? Ke ladka, idhar-udhar bandiyan chod raha hai, haan, theek hai, so usko playboy kar diya for girls. Yeah, this is a part of the patriarchy that they talk about. I mean, this is... Men are privileged, period. Like, I promise you, okay, there's this, I'll tell you something. Once my ex-girlfriend, like, ex-girlfriend was coming back from this place and I think she was, I don't know, she, like, either she was high or something or she was drunk or whatever it is. But she was outside the Max. She was coming from somewhere and she was outside the Max. And she stopped her car and she was like, can you please come and take me? And it was 8 baj rahe the sham ke, and she was like, dude, this auto wala is looking at me. Dude, these people are looking at me. I can't just stop here. I knew that she was paranoid or drunk or whatever it was. But just think about it for one second. When have I been in a drunk state and be like, oh, wo mereko banda maar dega, oh, wo mereko meri taraf dekh raha hai, oh, mereko nahi kar raha. That is a woman's state constantly in the back of her head when she's like, hey, what's up, guys? Oh my God, please don't kill me. It's there, it's running behind her mind all the time. And that's kind of the privilege that men don't understand. I'm not saying it's a privilege ke terko kuch extra mila hai. But saying that the other person's disadvantage is, you will not notice until you will not, you're not, bro, if I'm positive, then you're negative. If you're negative, then I'm positive. In the sense that...
No, I got it.
We are part of the same thing. And if one part is struggling, there is no way I can progress from the other part without bringing the other part up. And honestly, you know, I feel that ये जो इक्वालिटी से जो लोगों को प्रॉब्लम है ना वेयर दे आर लाइक के ए के क्या होता है व्हाई डू यू वांट इक्वल राइट्स हियर आल्सो यू वांट इक्वल दिस आल्सो आरंट यू गेटिंग लाइक इनफ सीट्स इन द मेट्रो यू वांट लाइक इक्वल दिस आल्सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल इफ आई हैव टू बैलेंसेज राइट इफ आई जो बैलेंस होता है इफ वन इज लोअर and you've established it, you can see it, you can visually see the struggle, you can see the whole generation, whole revolution has been there for you to kind of read up upon it, and your own mothers and sisters are facing that problem. So you can see it. When the balance is not balanced, you can't be like, the situation is like this, and ab equal rights though. You're doing wrong. Matlab equal rights pe to aise hi badhega na progress. वो नीचे रहेंगे यू फॉर एटलीस्ट माइंड सेट यू हैव टू गिव मोर बेनिफिट्स टिल द पॉइंट द बैलेंस डजंट कम अप हाउ यू डू इट इज नॉट माय प्रॉब्लम डोंट गिव मी लाइक ओ दिस इज नॉट प्रोग्रेस दिस इज नॉट मनी आई एम गिविंग यू टैक्स मनी आई एम I'm paying teachers for it. I'm paying researchers for it. Researchers are getting paid for it. The government is getting money and its resources, and they have the best people in power. They should come up with a solution for this. That you fucked it up, now figure it out. And I don't know where we started this from. Kis cheez ka tha from?
And
from slut. She's a bitch. That's why I said fuckboy's opposite is a bitch. A bloody fucking bitch. The bitches everywhere. The fuckboys okay. everywhere. Fucking bitch fuckboys. Fuck bitch, bitch fucking fuckboys. Fuck bitch and...
Bitches and fuckboys are basically...
Bitches and fuckboys
are... I heard this really cool concept of how fuckboys are made. It was so funny by a comedian, of course. So it's like, a nice guy likes a girl, right? And he tries on him, tries on him. But suddenly a cool guy comes in. She sleeps with him, like, because he's cool and ever. And she and he goes her. And then the nice guy is like, oh, so that's what I have to be with that girl. And that's, I'll be a fuckboy, bro.
I agree with this. You know, honestly... not intellectually agree with this, but this
on a comic level,
my personal understanding of it, women do like bad boys, and I don't blame them, and I'll tell you why. Good guys are boring as fuck.
I am, but I'm not
good guys.
I'm a baddie boy.
So then you're a bad boy.
No, I'm not.
See, the thing with bad boys, it's like a fire burning bright and it fades away, right? So that experience feels good. The fucking good guy, he's like, hey baby, and she's like, ha babu, baby khana, fir wo bolega, ha, fir wo bolega hi nahi kuch, fir wo
like a lot of girls suddenly, like that as well. I don't know, it's a complex fucking world, man. A lot of people like a lot of things.
It is, but
can't generalize.
But like I said, I don't blame women for liking bad boys, dude. Main itna zyada wo kaanta lag kaanta nahi wo meri ke piche mere nene ke niche arane ane are are main se tv ke niche se baith ke aise log ke ghar ja ke kehte hain bola lagana music video. I don't know where she came from. I don't know who she was. She seemed hot. I was watching it. Ab wo mera dil todegi wo meri problem hai na. Like
I didn't get that at all one bit. No, but I got what you were saying before this. I didn't get the example.
If you go to Arnab Goswami.
Oh, fuck. Yes,
and you,
tell me.
And you expect him to talk. You're asking him about his opinions on what?
CA.
CA. Huh. Then he's not going to speak.
I'm...
And if you go like, usne mera dil tod diya, usne kuch bola hi nahi saale ne kutte ne, then you're tu kehna apne pair pe gulaadi maar raha hai. If you go to a boy who's wearing leather jackets and he's got like herpes all over and you're like, oh nahi, ye mera dil mere ko... प्यार करेगा मेरा लाइक किरण करेगा हाँ तो वो इट वोंट वर्क बी प्रिपेयर्ड फॉर अ हार्ट ब्रेक बट ऑनेस्टली द थिंग इज पीपल नीड टू प्रमोट गुड डिसेंट बिहेवियर बिकॉज नोबडी नीड्स बैड पीपल अराउंड
रिवॉर्ड गुड पीपल
एंड काइंड
ऑफ दिस वाज अ थिंग राइट लाइक आई थिंक अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल वर लाइक डूइंग द राइट एंड द डिसेंट थिंग इज अ नॉर्मल इट्स अ नॉर्म आई लाइक नो लाइक normally people are shitty, good people are less. Please reward them. When someone does a nice decent thing, fucking reward it instead of being like, that's very basic. Okay,
I also believe this rewarding behavior rather than punishing behavior is a much better way. Like if you award someone for doing good, then punish someone for doing bad.
Positive and negative reinforcement.
I think that works out better. I mean, dude, if somebody's stealing and you send him to jail, he's going to steal the fucking jailer's cap. Like, how does that change anything? You know what I mean? I understand that in the world,
sometimes
it does, cheez hai.
Sometimes it's not. But yeah, I get
sometimes
it.
Sometimes it's not 100%.
Sometimes it's not 100%, yeah.
So, I mean...
a lot of problems with those systems.
Moral understanding, right? And that's the problem. People are trying to dilute everything with everything else. It doesn't work like that. You have the morals exist between the two people in question. They have to. Like, and two people, the people in question.
Fuck, that's going to be a post on my Instagram. Yeah. Morals exist between the two people in question. That's a good one.
If I've come here to be your boyfriend, we have to establish that. If I've come here to be your friend, we have to establish that. If I'm your teacher, we have to establish those moral grounds there. And there are people who've done it before and they can read up upon how to be a good teacher, read some people's mistakes.
Plus, the good thing with what you said is that you get to... sort of establish your own morals between the two
personal
people.
Morals, yeah, yeah, man.
And you don't have to live by ki baki teacher or student ka relationship.
Yeah, because dude, if in a relationship you like getting your ass licked and your toes sucked, and your like your friends go like, oh bro, you'll never be happy.
Yeah.
You have to be like, you have to go to your partner and be like, hey man, some ass licking, some yeah, like toe sniffing.
You are just...
And she's like, oh my god, you like this, I like it. And then two happy people who like ass licking, like,
shit!
Happiness, right?
This is the clip of on YouTube and Instagram, ass licking and...
Ass licking and toe sniffing, toe sucking, yeah.
Sucking. Anyway, we're gonna end this on...
Don't send me toe pictures, please. Not into that. Or ass licking.
No, I think he'd like.
No. I don't want to say anything on my sexual preferences. No, actually, send me some titty pics, man, if that's all right. I don't mind, man. Titty man, booty man. Titties.
Titties. Oh, we want to talk about titties as well.
You want to talk about titties? I want to talk about titties. And think like times will let us talk about titties.
We're going to be cancelled if we talk about titties. Fucking cancer. Anyway,
big titties, small titties, outside titty titty, big titties, small titties, outside titty titties, long titties, black titties.
Are you a tit person or an ass person? Boobs or ass?
19-20 ka farak hai, bhai. Both come in a close second.
Kaun sa 20 kaun hai, 19 kaun
hai? Man, see, visually, tits are fucking great, right? But when you're like with a woman, like, you can do a lot more with like. With your butt, why, like... too much detail!
Too much detail.
Anyway. But I would settle with, I'm a titty guy. Titty boy for the moment. Yeah.
Nice. Shit, I don't... Fuck it, shit. Yeah. Anyway, so we're gonna end here and we're gonna... Thanks a lot for coming. Thanks
no problem.
Sitting down and having these fucking crazy conversations, man. And abhi iska next part karte hai. Next time hum kuch aur bhi karenge. And like next time, let's...
Moral have, understanding bana ke. Matlab ye aankh maar ke, kach kach karke tu ye nahi bol sakta.
Next time hum kuch aur karne ke baad kuch aur karenge. Oh shit, that just sounds in a fucking way. Let's next time we'll get a little high. Anyway, so let's also do this. Let's get someone else on the podcast with both of us.
Basad ho jayegi, bhai. Basad ho jayegi.
Mazze. But anyway, thank you so much for... Fucking stop.
Sorry.
Jagrate wali ma. Alright. Thank you so much for watching. If you watch this whole podcast on YouTube and listening, if you listen it on all the podcast platforms, if you want to listen or watch other podcasts, for example, on politics, on creative struggles, if you related to that and other stuff, the podcasts are on my channel, on my YouTube channel. It's called Outcast with Vishnu Kaushal. And also, of course, on all the podcast streaming platforms as well. This was Aaron Call. This was Outcast.
Outcast with Vishnu Kaushal. Outcast with Vishnu Kaushal. He brings best people on his show like myself.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
That's true.
Bas kar tu.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh shit, that's a good intro for the next. Anyway, thanks a lot. Toodles.
Toodles, bitches and hoes.
Cool.